This is Phil Ferrand. You're a little slow on the uptake there. And we are driving home. This is episode 3.
Awfully critical for somebody who forgot to hit record.
No. Con. So what happened? What happened was you could go up to CC and we could loop back through CC and then come back up the other direction.
That's what we'll do.
Okay. See, what happened was we started this podcast because this is the 7 years worth of podcasts. And we had lots of joyful banter about what was happening.
What's going on?
It was great. It was great. And then I noticed the lights were flashing when they shouldn't be flashing. We're doing this in the dark because we just got done with a game night. And I realized that it hadn't been recording the whole time. So we just got 15 minutes worth of podcast where there was no podcast. This is why we need a rewind button on life. We can just, you know, you say it, go, no, rewind, back it up. Anyways, so this is 364. And
364?
What does that sound like? We just did we just did this whole thing where Lizzie had this marvelous observation that I was totally confused about because she was equating 364 with 365 days
of the year.
And then there were 52 weeks. What? How did you do that?
Now you're not the only one who's confused.
Yeah, now I'm confused.
No, all I was saying was that 364 sounds very much like 365, and we all know that there are 365 days in a year, so I was trying to figure out why, in this particular instance, your annual podcast hit that number. And then I realized, well, you've been doing it for 7 years.
Right.
There's 7 days in a week, and you do it once a week. So, like, for instance, the first year, if you did it on Monday, that'd cover all the Mondays. Then the next year, you do it on Tuesday, it'd cover all the Tuesdays. Then Wednesday, year three is Wednesday, year four is Thursday, year five is Friday, year six is Saturday, year seven is Sunday. So you're since there's 7 days in a week and you've been doing it for 7 years once a week, then you get to the total number of days in the year.
Right. So
why is there only 364 instead of 365?
You must have missed a week.
No. I did not miss a week. That's the whole point. No, but when she did this originally, she started off with the statement after we had just talked about 7 years worth of podcasts. She started off because there's 7 days a week. And then I was extremely confused. And I said, what?
No, there's 52 weeks a year.
Right. And then she explained it and I said, that's the way an actuary thinks because Lizzie has a degree in actuary and she's really good with numbers. So anyways, it was a cute moment that we completely lost because I did not push record on the button, although I could have sworn that I pushed record on the button. So anyways, the year in recap is what we're doing next. We also did this great bit about a podcast called The Cathedral, but we're not going to do that again because it was too much energy to pull it back now that I'm just
and
so
great was a little generous.
Though. No, it was great. It was fabulous. Because I had a good punchline on it.
Oh, right. Yes.
Remember? The punchline was, well, I could do a podcast like that if all I had to do was steal other people's material. See, but now you don't understand the punchline because we didn't record it. So that's the way it goes. So if you see me somewhere in this life or the next life, you can ask me to explain that story to you. And I will do that. Anyway.
Lizzie is back here. Who was in the car?
Who is in the car? Everybody's in the car. We've got Alan in the car up front with me. We've got my beloved wife, Lynette. Well, Alan, say hello.
Hello.
And we've got my beloved wife, Lynette, behind me.
Hello.
And then we've got beloved grandson, Asher, on the other side. Say hello.
Say hello.
Hello. And then we have beloved granddaughter, Clara, in the back. And that's Claire. And then we have beloved daughter Elizabeth in the very back.
Hello.
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 So
anyway. Anyways, been a good year. This is actually a year and 2 months for Alan as senior pastor at Praise Assembly. And I have to say, everyone that I have talked to thinks you're doing a great job.
Both of them.
Both of you alls are doing a great job. The future is bright for Praise Assembly.
I thought we were saying both of the people you've talked to.
No.
I was.
No.
Did we pass CC?
I don't think we passed CC.
We're going to Kansas City.
No, no, it's right up here. It's because it's where BB and CC go and they split. It's up here by the landfill.
It's at Winans.
Yeah, see, it's right here. We're coming up on it. Oh, this is a really windy road, so don't go real fast because this podcast may have more on it than we bargained for.
You can see on your GPS that we're approaching it now.
Oh, see, they have a fancy van. It's really nice. It has GPS. It has the thing in the back. They can open their tailgate just by pushing a button. It's just really nice. Just push the button and the tailgate goes up. Anyway, so we talked about that. We also talked, which I think is a really cool thing. We also talked about the fact that Praise Assembly has a new initiative this year.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we do. We are reaching out to single mothers in 2016. It's really going to be something that continues moving forward, but this is the launch year for it. This is the year where we're going to really work to make connections in the community. And then there's going to be a ministry that continues moving forward. But this is the year of connection with single mothers for Praise Assembly.
Right. And I'm really excited to see how that's going to go because this is potentially something that will stretch people some, you know, because we can, in the Christian culture, kind of get a little all cloistered and focusing on ourselves. But I'm really excited about the fact that 30 women have signed up in the church to be mentors. And you said the first training is tomorrow.
First training for them. Is tomorrow.
And so it's going to be pretty exciting when we loop back around next year to see where we are with this initiative. It's going to be very, very interesting. Lynette has been increasing her responsibilities in music at the church. And it has nothing to do with the fact that her son-in-law is the pastor. Last time we talked, you were interim at choir.
Sanctuary choir.
Interim sanctuary choir and doing the children's choir.
Wow, you haven't talked to your wife in a long time.
Yes, since like 15 minutes ago. And when I didn't push record. And then now you are also...
I am doing children's choir. I am the full-time... Well, not full-time. I'm the real honest to goodness sanctuary choir director.
Hey.
And I lead worship in the early service.
Yeah. And it's going well.
It is going well.
Yeah. And I ended up coming on doing the sound stuff for the early morning service.
And you're going to a training tomorrow.
I'm going to a training tomorrow as well. Because we're putting in a new digital soundboard. It's in already. So we're getting trained on the new digital soundboard.
It's really not too hard. You have to turn your brain in different directions,
yeah.
But you're used to that.
Yeah. So I'm not anticipating having any troubles unless they put the four mics that I use on four separate pages. If they did that, then I'm going to have to do a little work. But I expect it'll be fine. And then from all the way in the back of the van, we have the young lady who's now been a pastor's wife for a full year.
Yes.
Yes.
Yay, indeed.
Been the mother superior. How do you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, from what I see, you do a great job of it.
You do a great job.
Yes.
You know that when people come up to you, you're very attentive to them, and you look them in the eye, and you talk to them, and make them feel like you're there with them. I think it's a great, great thing.
Well, my great adventure this year in the pastor's wife role was that February 14th of this year, 2016, Alan was out of the country in Costa Rica on a missions trip. And so on Valentine's Day, he asked me to fill the pulpit in his absence.
Yeah.
So I preached in the Sunday morning services on February 14th this year. So that was an adventure.
And it was good.
It was excellent,
Good, good, good.
We did run into a small problem because evidently women wear more synthetic fabrics than men do. And so my synthetic fabrics and accessories caused a buildup of static electricity in the headset mic, which meant that I had to go to a handheld. So I was popping all over the place.
She was. I was up there in the sound booth and she was walking along and we'd get this pop, bang, well, pop.
And for the first, probably first half of the first service sermon, I was fine.
Yeah.
And then it started popping and then it started picking up in frequency.
Right, right. You were building up that static electric charge. Tim, my buddy Tim Strathy, actually came up to me after the service and he said, you know, it may be all the silky fabrics. Because years ago, I don't know if it was at headquarters or something. I think maybe it was at headquarters or someplace. The computer support department, I'm not even sure Tim was in it or he just heard the story. It's been so many years. But the computer support department was just having a terrible time with this one lady's computer. I mean, just a terrible... They'd put a new computer in, she'd be working for a while, and then, you know, and then it would just quit, and it would power down, and it would power back up. They couldn't figure out what in the world was going on. And finally, one of the computer technicians is sitting beside her, and he kind of gets an embarrassed look on his face, and he asked her, he said, are you wearing silk underwear?
No.
Yes. And that was the problem. She was like a static electricity generator.
Oh, man.
And everything she... But synthetic fabrics are the same way. I mean, just every time it would get dry, and, you know, she'd move around, and she was just sending these bolts of electricity through this computer and just, you know. Computers have improved since then, but it actually was a problem. So that has kind of been an ongoing joke, you know, with Tim and I. So that was the first time. On Sunday, he kind of walked up to me and grinned a little bit. So that's, I think, when I came over to you to ask you about it. You know, that we said, oh, it might be static electricity. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, and I thought, so then we had this great plan to use the static guard.
Right.
And the static guarded me and the carpet and everything else. And I stood up for the second service and it went pop.
Yeah.
I hadn't even made it to the stage yet. So we just switched over.
I think
over.
It also has to do with how you clip the mic. But I've noticed that if I just take a little extra care, I don't have that issue.
Ah, well, we'll try it next time she's preaching. When is that?
Next time I'll be there with her.
Okay. You got a team preach next time?
Yeah.
That'd be exciting. That'll be fine.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Very cool. Get different perspectives on this stuff.
Do a marriage
series
or something.
That would be fun. You could bring your perspective. You could bring my three phases of marriage that I'm going to talk about next week on the podcast, since I've already recorded it.
That would seem appropriate for 365th podcast.
Yes, the 350th. That's the other thing we talked about when we didn't record it. We talked about the fact that I could say after next... Net was saying this. I could say after next podcast.
Three more weeks. You got 3 more weeks before you can do that.
Oh, what?
She's not an actuary.
She was saying watch one every day and not... Every day in a year and not get through the month.
Right, but for leap year, you need one more.
Yeah.
So next week... Would have been 365, the next one, the leap year, and then the next one.
366.
Yeah.
And then I could say that on 367.
Yes.
But on your 366th, you could say, I mean, I know you probably want to, you could say you could listen to a podcast every day and not listen to it, not get all of them, except for on a leap year. In that case, you'd have all of them listened to, and you could go through that.
I am
yes, we can do that.
I am really fascinated to see what will actually happen to these podcasts, because I'm 90% certain they're going to go down in obscurity.
90?
Well, 99% certain they're going to go down in obscurity.
Okay.
But there is this 1% chance that something like Windfall will catch. Although I don't think that... I just offend enough people with Windfall that I don't think it ever will. It's like a couple of years ago, I don't know if I ever told you all, my cousin, Jonathan Sylvester, when he was in town, we were talking about this, that, and the other, and I had mentioned Grumpy Old Prophets, you know, and I said, yeah, they're pretty short. You might enjoy those. And so he wrote me, like, when he had gotten, like, towards the end of the third book, you know, and he said, Phil, he said, these are really gripping. These are great books. And I thought, yeah, just wait till you read the fourth one, buddy. And then I never heard from him after that. So, you know, that's kind of my pattern. Get something good going and then just offend enough people that they quit. So I don't think anything is actually going to come of it, but it's auto-telling. We talked about that in the first 15 minutes.
Oh, well, why don't you tell me what auto-telling means?
I've said it once. If people want to know, they can write me.
And where should they write you?
The time machine.
Are you trying to offend everyone?
That's
my job. All three of your listeners?
All three of my listeners. I don't even think I've got three at this point. I think Darren listens to my podcast.
Hi, Cheryl.
Yeah. Cheryl? What?
Cheryl, my cousin. She listens to
Did she?
Yeah.
Wow. I do have a female listener to my podcast. I didn't realize.
At least she used to.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's probably...
I didn't ask her
like
in a while.
That's more like it. Oh. Yes, because there are times in the podcast when I just don't feel like it's right for me to have any notes, so then I just ramble.
I can
guarantee you that if they're still around after you're dead, I'll listen to them.
Okay. All right. Well, the problem is, if I live to be 90, you know...
You thinking I'm going to die before you?
No, I don't think so.
That's not what he was going for at
all. No, see, the actuary in the back understands it. If I live to be 90, I started these podcasts in 2009. And if I live to be 90... Okay, actuary, that will be 2048... So 2048 minus 239 is 39 years worth of podcast. 39 years worth of podcast times 52. Okay, actuary.
Oh, I'm terrible at this kind of math. So, but if you go 40 times 50, wait, is that right?
No, well, what you want to do is you want to go 50 times 39. Because all you have to
do
there.
Because then you can...
Subtract.
Well, but if you do 50... You just have to take 39.
It's 2,000.
It's 1,950.
There you go. There you go. So
nobody cares.
So divide that by 365.
It will be.
United States of America.
It's only like 5 years worth of podcasts. So if I outlive you by 5 years, I will have listened to all the podcasts.
Okay, so you're going to listen to one a
day? Wait, 360. Oh, that's okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, one a day. Because 365 is like 364.
That's my promise to you. You can die knowing
and
that.
And radio's just like TV, except without pictures.
If I die, you're going to listen to every podcast.
That's my promise.
Okay, good. I'm never running for office either, by the way.
You know, we could just promise that the children will listen to them.
No, well, the children may listen to them. Because if we do this every year, you know... They'll get older and older. I'm thinking that's one of the things that'll be fun about this.
Well, that's like, okay, so quick for the children.
Yes.
Clara started kindergarten this year.
Yes.
So that was her big thing. Yeah. And she's thriving and doing exceptionally well and enjoying it.
Wonderful.
And right now, Asher's getting potty trained.
Woo!
Yay!
So that's the big news in their lives.
And the big news is in 2 weeks, Asher's going to turn...
Three years old!
And Clara, how old are you now?
Five. And 2 months after that, Clara is going to be...
How old?
Six.
Wow.
It's going to be great. It's just going to be great. I was thinking again the other day that if I keep working on this series I'm working on, which I have every intention to do, because, you know, a guy who will do 7 years worth of podcasts when no one's listening is probably going to, you know, finish a measly 24-book series. But I was thinking the other day, as we keep doing covers for these things, we're actually going to kind of watch the kids grow up, which will be fun. That'll be fun. Because we're getting ready to...
At least watch their backs grow up.
At least watch their backs grow up. That's right. Well, that's it's actually a question. Do we want to be exploitive and show their faces?
Oh.
See, I was thinking about this. We kind of almost showed Clara's face in the second book.
Oh, sideways.
Well, she was front on. She just had her head tilted back.
Do we need to go back and pick up your van?
No,
we'll be fine.
That's why I moved it. Yeah. It's going to stay there tonight.
I'll just go in with you at 6:45 in the morning.
Pick it up.
And I'll pick it up. Well, and then I'll just stay
in
for the meeting.
Although Elizabeth is going in, too.
That's 11, though. I have to be there at 9. I think it's 9.
I won't be there for the first couple minutes because I'm going to be kicking off the meeting.
Oh, that's fine.
We can't get too loud. Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah. So, I was saying that we kind of showed the scene up her nostrils there on the second book. And I have one beta reader who brings that up. So really? when you shoot your grandkids again, are you going to shoot up their noses? I said, probably not. Oh, that was kind of weird. Okay. So I have beta readers that notice all sorts of different things. So it's good. It's good. It's good.
Well, speaking of beta readers, what have you written this year?
I have written in this past year. I can't remember where we were. I would have been finishing up on book two, I think, when we were in March of last year. And then I started the third book in the series, which was, I've just lost it, third book in the series. Anybody remember what the third book in the series was called?
I promise I'll read them when you die.
The Straight Gate, that's what it was called.
You're right.
And then the fourth book in the series is called A Seed Discarded, and I'm actually finishing up on my read-throughs right now. So it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. The big thing is you got to land an epilogue where you try to make people cry. That's the big thing.
Yeah.
And on this one, I don't know if it will appeal to anybody else, but it just blows out my sinuses. I mean, it's just...
I can attest, because every time I go to reach for a Kleenex upstairs, yeah. They're gone, because he's got the box downstairs.
I took the box back upstairs this morning, because I thought...
I know, I saw
it. I won't need it until tomorrow, because it's...
But I had you buy more.
So. Yes, I did. I did. So.
Why are you anyways. Backing into your garage?
So
I'm trying to make this last as long
okay,
as
possible. So...
Now, we do have quite a few things to unload at our house, though. So.
Yeah. So we'll just go back down to our house. Anyway, so 7 years worth of podcasts, 364 podcasts. That's just because I don't know when to quit. But it's fun because now we have a yearly thing, and then we also have a yearly thing for the Star Wars movies. So we'll be doing joint podcasts on that. And then the rest of the time, I will just be flapping my gums like I am next week, talking about the marriage of Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner.
This they is got Phil married?
Fair. Well, yeah. Couldn't stay married.
We haven't gotten home yet.
We haven't gotten home yet.
Yeah, so as soon as we pull in, then
what,
I'll
the epilogue, do we have to cry?
No.
Oh, that's just
I
in
just
books.
Have a tagline.
That's just in
do
books.
Do you have a garage door opener?
No, but we can go through the house and get it. So.
Do I have to turn off the vehicle? Do you want to walk me through what I'm supposed to do here?
No. This is pretty simple. Usually what I do is I back into the garage like you were doing, and then I turn off the car and I talk. And
right,
so
well, I'll back onto the concrete.
A lot of the time the podcasts end up being more than 20 minutes. They actually end up being like 40 minutes. So it's not, but it's. No edits, man. No edits. I'm real bummed that we lost all that material right at the front of it, because that was good stuff. We had some good bits in there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there was conflict. There was resolution. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the first thing with the 7 days and the 364 and the 365 was better.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
but that's
okay. This time we blew over the whole the absence of bad things.
Right.
Oh,
see?
That's right.
See? Wow. Well, it'll be a memory that we will share. This but is I Phil think, Farron.
Okay. So,
this
universe.
Is the way it goes. Oh, I have to say, this is Phil Farron, and then we have to go all the way through the thing. So then you have to say, this is Alan Beauchamp, and then this is Lynette Farron, and then this is Asher.
We got it. Here it goes.
I will
we're
say
ready.
That I wonder if maybe we spent too much time talking about how great the previous podcast was and didn't spend enough time just enjoying the moment of the podcast we had.
I really like it that when anybody listens to this podcast, they will feel like they're missing out. Because then maybe they'll listen to other podcasts.
Well, and maybe.
That I didn't screw up.
Just maybe. They'll also think this podcast could have been better, and it probably was. So if they were not impressed with this podcast.
Right.
It's because we didn't record the good one.
That's right. See, we have a backup plan.
It was really good.
Okay, so, all right. I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. This is Phil Farron.
When do I turn off the vehicle?
You turn it off now, because we're already home.
But once you say it, right?
No, I actually have the vehicle turned off, because I'm usually in the garage at this point talking.
Okay, so I just turn it off
Yeah,
now.
Just turn it off.
But we're not in the garage.
No, normally we check the mail, too, but that's okay, because it's really late at night, and the kids need to go to bed. So anyways, this is Phil Farron.
And this is Alan Beauchamp.
Lynette Farron. What's your name? I don't know.
What's your name, sissy?
Claire Beauchamp.
Liz Beauchamp.
And we all have made it home.